事略影
On the Town，
就在 BBC Learning English。
From BBC Learning English。
A few minutes ago, the last man was brought out safely and this place erupted into wild cheers.
Hello, I'm William and I'm here with Lee to talk about a true story with a happy ending.The successful rescue of a group of 33 miners in Chile in 2010.
Hey, 大家好，我是杨丽。我想啊，大家一定都还记得那段奇迹吧？33名智利矿工被困在井下长达10个星期之后呢，终于奇迹般的被成功的抢救返回地面。哦，那消息真是令人感慨又激动啊！这全靠的是一个小小的救生舱 ，a tiny capsule.It's a great story, Will.
It is. And now people in Europe will be able to see this famous capsule as it is on display at the prestigious Science Museum here in London.
Oh, this is really exciting. 2010年事故发生期间，全球都电视播出了抢救过程，特别是这个小小的救生舱的照片 ,the capsule.我不知道在这个小小的救生舱里待这么长的时间是什么感觉。
The Science Museum's contemporary science manager, Katrina Nilsson, entered the capsule, which is called Phoenix 2, for a report by the BBC on the exhibit. Listen out to how she thinks it must have felt like inside.
It's an incredibly small space that the miners had to stand in. It's also constricted at the back because there's equipment here. It must have been frightening.Spending 20 minutes, which is what the journey of the first miner took. Gradually, the journey time reduced, so the final miner was out in around 8 minutes.
Did you hear? Katrina Nilsson said that it must have been frightening inside the capsule.
让人害怕的。I'd have felt frightened too. Will, 他说那里边没有多少活动的空间是吧？
No, she couldn't move much inside the capsule.It was constricted at the back because of equipment.
Constricted 意思是受限制的，狭窄的，因为在救生舱里还装有一个仪器。
And Katrina Nilsson tells us next what this equipment is. Have a listen.
So inside, this would have contained oxygen so that the miners had an air supply whilst travelling up the shaft. They will have also been harnessed in case they collapsed.
So, Lee, what was inside the capsule?
It was oxygen, 氧气.
Yes, oxygen. The miners had to have an air supply.
当然啦，没有氧气是绝对不行的。救生舱从井底到地面需要8到20分钟。在那段时间里呢，舱里的人需要有氧气、空气 air supply.
And they were harnessed in case they collapsed.
为了防止他们昏厥倒下，还为每个人配备了安全盔甲 ，harnessed in case they collapsed. Will, 看来这个救生舱很独特，是吧
？It is a unique piece of equipment, but it is not the only one in existence. The one on display in the Science Museum was used in the mine, but there was another one that was its twin. Katrina Nilsson talks about it next. Let's listen.What was this second capsule used for?
This is Phoenix 2. This is identical to the capsule that actually went down and rescued the miners. You could say it's its twin. This capsule was used for test runs. Everything had to be right before a miner was actually put in the capsule and pulled up the shaft.
The Science Museum's manager tells us that the capsule Phoenix 2 was used for test runs.
Test runs 就是实验，为了确保营救的成功，要先试试看。It must have been a very dramatic moment.
Well, the day that the miners were rescued was unforgettable. They were brought to the surface one by one on 14th of October 2010. Do you remember it, Lee?
Of course I do. 我记得智利总统也在现场目睹了那激动人心的时刻呢。
And the whole operation was so very full of risks as nobody knew if it was going to work as planned. The BBC's reporter Andrew Harding was there. Let's now go back to that scene when the last miner came out of the shaft.
wonderful scenes here outside the mine as the celebrations really get started. It seemed until the last miner was out, people were understandably holding back just in case there was a problem. Well, a few minutes ago, the last man was brought out safely and this place erupted into wild cheers.
The BBC's reporter Andrew Harding said that people were holding back in case the rescue failed or a tragedy ensued.
Holding back 意思是抑制。
But when the miners were all brought back to the surface and looked all right, the people in the area erupted into wild cheers. Erupted like a volcano.
Erupted 意思是爆发，在场的人群爆发出狂喜狂叫。Erupted into wild cheers.
It's great to have a good news story, isn't it? And I'm going to have a good time in the Science Museum, Lee.I'm going to go there and check out this capsule, but I'm glad to say I'll be looking at it from the outside.
Okay, enjoy, Will.
All bye. Right, bye.
On the town.
都市掠影
From BBC Learning English.